Good morning. Today's Daf in the Dharma Samech Dalad. We are starting the new parak, the ninth parak of the Masechta, and we turn the page, meaning we are now leaving the world of Lashon B'nei Adam. That was a long discussion that we had. Lashon B'nei Adam took us through the 6th, 7th, and 8th parakim of the Masechta, and now as we begin the ninth parak of the Masechta, so we're going to be talking about Pesach, how to extricate oneself from a neder. So in other words, first of all, that already was wrong. Okay, you cannot extricate yourself from a neder. In other words, you need somebody else. Okay, you are, so to say, I'm saying this b'derech hamashal, but you're so to say in a prison, and you can't get yourself out of a prison, despite the fact that many movies would disagree. In other words, but someone has to get you out of it. So, and that is that you're going to go to a chacham, and he is going to extract you from your neder. Okay, so this parak is going to be dedicated to this particular topic of extraction. How do you get out of a neder? So it's what's called the Pesach. Where in the Torah do we find the word Pesach mentioned in the Torah regarding Nedarim? The answer is we're not. In other words, there's nowhere in the Torah that the Torah talks about extraction via Pesach. What does the Torah talk about? So the Torah talks about a husband's ability or the father's ability to be mefer the Neder. Okay, so being doing Hafara is a right, but limited. And it's only given to either the husband or the father under certain conditions. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that's the next parak. Yeah. The next parak deals with the this discussion regarding the father and husband's right. I say father and, it's really father or. Sometimes it's or, sometimes it's and. Okay, but we're ahead of ourselves, meaning that's the next parak. So the 10th parak deals with hafara, which is not the same. What is Pesach? Pesach now is a chacham fielding the neder, and basically extraction is going to be done by going all the way back to the point of origination, meaning with the time you made the neder, and were you aware at the time when you make the neder of either X, Y, or Z? And if you were aware at the time, meaning if it wasn't a consideration, it could have been a consideration, it should have been a consideration, and because of that, so you'll be extracted from the neder. However, and this will become clear in our Mishnah today, if let's say after the neder, we're going to go forward in time, and now we, let's call the neder T1. And at a later point in time, T2, let's say, new events developed. Okay. And now the Chacham's gonna say, well, why are you coming to me? Why am I gonna get you out of this neder? Well, because after I made the neder at T1, so at T2, so we had a change of events. So, things changed. Okay. That's interesting. You can't undo the neder. In other words, because the neder can only be done from the point in which it's made. So if there's a later development that occurred, even though that may have happened, doesn't matter. You can't extract a person with a neder. You can't use a Pesach going back to T2. You have to go all the way back to T1. And that and only that is going to be able to release somebody from a neder. Okay, good. There are many other rules regarding Pesach, but we'll see them as we go through the parak. So here we are now, the beginning of the ninth parak, and we're opening up the door to the discussion of Pesach. That was pun intended. Okay, Rabbi Elazar Omer, a poskin la'adam b'chvod avi v'imo. Okay, so, what is going to be a fair Pesach? Meaning, we have to go back to the point when you made the neder, and did you consider the following? So, did you consider your parents' reaction? Okay? In other words, you made a neder, and it's fair to say your parents probably weren't happy with you when you made the neder. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, right, the parak opens up with Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, and obviously you can imagine the Chachamim are going to argue. So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Poskin La'adam B'chvod Avivimo. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, so you can do that. Meaning you can put that on the table of things that you should have considered at the time when you make the neder. Good. To which the Gemara says, V'chachamim Osim and the Chachamim, I'm sorry, not the Gemara, we're still in the Mishnah. V'chachamim Osim and the Chachamim say, no, you can't do that. And as we get to the Gemara, we're going to understand what exactly is the machlokas between the Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim in terms of whether or not you could be posech b'chvod avi v'imo. In other words, can you use your parents' reaction to the neder as a consideration vis-a-vis Pesach? Amar Rabbi Tzadok asher poskin lo b'chvod avi v'imo poskin b'chvod hamakom. So, Rabbi Tzadok says, look, in other words, if you're worried about how your parents reacted, so how about this? Were you worried about what Hashem's reaction was when you made the neder? So Amrullah, so the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Tzadok, Imkein Enedarim. Now the Gemara says no. In other words, no, we're not. That's an unacceptable. It's an unacceptable Pesach. Okay, Chvod HaMakom is simply not going to be fielded as a consideration. Okay, why? So stay tuned. In other words, that's going to be an important question. We're going to answer that question when we get to the Gemara. So we're going to get there. Modim Chacham and the Rabbi Lazar, but Davar Shabeno Levein Aviv V'Imo Shaposkan La B'Chvod Aviv V'Imo. Now, even though we just had the following machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim. Okay, parents' consideration. Can that be used as a Pesach? Rabbi Eliezer says yes, or Chachamim say no. Okay, good. Chvod HaMakom, definitely off the table, meaning that is not open for consideration. Again, we haven't explained why yet. That's coming up in the Gemara. Good. Now, let's say that the neder actually involved your parents. Okay? In other words, you made a neder, and in the neder that you made, your parents are not going to get hana from you, or you're not going to get hana from the parents. Okay. Now, making such a neder in of itself is problematic, admittedly. In other words, there's a mitzvah of kibud av va'em. You have to honor them. It's certainly going to be challenging to honor them once there's a neder prohibiting benefit in either direction. Okay, so, but I'm bypassing that point, even though I'm acknowledging it, and just the point of the Mishnah is as follows. Once your neder involves your parents, now using their reaction as a consideration is allowed. That's the point of the Mishnah. So, modim chacham l'rabbi Elazar b'davar shebeino levein aviv v'imo sheposkan b'chvod aviv v'imo. Now, you can use your parents' reaction as a consideration. Because now that it involved your parents, so now it's something you should have considered. Okay? As we pointed out many times, right? It seems strange, right? You didn't consider that when you made the neder? Meaning, your neder was directly against your parents and you didn't consider it? So, as we pointed out numerous times, and we get to point that out again, sure. In other words, nedarim are reactionary. Meaning, why is the person making a neder altogether? In other words, it's an emotional reaction, and it's not cerebral. People aren't thinking with their minds cognitively when they're making a neder. So even though it's like such an obvious point, like did you think about the reaction? Like it's like right, especially if you made the neder against your parents, you didn't think about the reaction. So I know it sounds funny, but the answer probably is no. You didn't think about it because when you made the neder, you probably were. It was more emotional. It was more reactionary. And so now that everything calmed down and you calmed down, and now you go to a chacham, the chacham said, hey, did you consider how your parents may react to it? Let me think about it. Yeah, they're probably not happy. You're right. Right. I should have taken that into consideration. Good. Now at least it's eligible for a Pesach because it's something that you should have considered and you could have considered at the time when you made the neder. Okay, good. The ode. Okay, so where are we right now in the Mishnah? So we fielded the following debate, and that is, what can you use as a consideration for a Pesach? So can you use your parents' reaction as a consideration? That's a machlokas. Can you use your parents' reaction as a consideration when the neder is directed to your parents? The answer is yes. Can you use a Kadosh Baruch Hu's reaction to your neder? The answer is unequivocally no. Okay? So those are the facts in front of us as far as the Mishnah is concerned, and we continue. And we're going to go back and we're going to discuss this some of these points. We still have to fine-tune our understanding, but right now, those are the facts in front of us. The Ode Amar Rebbe Elazar. Okay, Rebbe Elazar says, and also, I have something else to say as well, which is Poskim Anolad. And that is that you could create a Pesach using a Nolad. Okay, a Nolad, it means an event that occurred after you made the Neder. Meaning, I know in my intro to the Mishnah, I said you can't do that. Okay, so now, I'm still holding by my point, but Rebbe Elazar disagrees. Rebbe Elazar says that you can make a Pesach with a later event, even though the event occurred after you made the neder. The Chachamim, Moshe, and the Chachamim say, no, you can't. You can't make a Pesach using Nolad, meaning using an event that occurred after you made the neder. So Kate says, so the Gemara says, I'll give you examples. Amar Konim, Sheishani Nana Lish Poni Vanasa Sofer. So let's say that I had a particular person in my community who I was just simply unhappy with. And I made a neder. I'm not getting any benefit from him whatsoever. Good. And then what happens is he becomes a sofer. According to the Ran, it means it's a Talmud Chacham. And right now I have questions and all right, kashrus questions, a whole series of questions. I need somebody to ask. Before he was the Talmud Chacham, so I had no interest in having anything to do with him. Yeah, but now I need help. In other words, I need somebody to consult. Okay, so right now what I'd like to do is I'd like to undo my neder. Okay, but the problem is that he only became a sofer, he only became a Talmid Chacham after you made the neder. So oh shaya masis beno the amar ila isi yodeh shu nasa sofer oh shaya masis beno bekarv la isi noder. Alternatively, he was marrying off his kid, and he was making a wedding, and now I'd like to extract myself from my neder. In other words, I'd like to be invited to the wedding. I'd like to go to the wedding. Problem is, I made a neder. The problem now is that the reason why I want the neder to be undone is based on an event that occurred after you made the neder. Okay. So what do we say about that? So again, it's a machlokus between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Elazar, that could serve as a Pesach. And according to the Chacham, it cannot serve as a Pesach. The Mishnah says, I'll give you one more example. So let's say there's a particular house in your community. You're not going to get benefit from that house. I don't know what's wrong with you in the house. Again, motivation by Nedarim is always a mystery, right? Why did you make such a neder? Who knows? Okay, you didn't like the house. You made a neder. You're not getting benefit from the house. And what happened is the house turned into a shul. Okay, they converted the house into a shul. Okay, I didn't like the house, but in other words, I like that shul. I like to go daven there. But the problem now is that you made an existing neder. So Eli Yodeh Shehu Nasa Beis HaKnesses all Yisi Noder. So Rabbi Elazar Matir V'Chacham Emosim. So here now is another perfect example illustration of the machlokus between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Elazar, that could serve as a Pesach. It became a shul after your neder. Rabbi Elazar says, I know, I'm good with that. Meaning you can make a Pesach even though there is the events that unfolded were after the neder, and the Chachamim said, no, you can't. In other words, Pesach, by definition, has to take us back to the point when you made the neder. In other words, it has to be a consideration when the neder was made. We got to go back to T1. Anything after T1 cannot serve as a Pesach. Okay. Adkan Divrei Mishnah. Adkan, that's the first half of today's daf. And now we start with the Gemara. So once again, let's go back to the Mishnah and let's just quickly recap. In the Mishnah, so we had a machlokus between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim in terms of what could be used as a consideration. Meaning, remember, there are two parts of the Mishnah. Nolad is the second half of the Mishnah. We're gonna get back to Nolad in just a little bit. But right now we're going back to the first half of the Mishnah, and that is what could be put on the table for consideration. Your parents' reaction. So that's a machlokus between Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham. That's one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction, not a machlokus. You cannot use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction. So, and when Rabbi Tzadok said, why not? Meaning in the Mishnah, I'm a Rabbi Tzadok, I'm just reviewing. I'm a Rabbi Tzadok, I should poskhan lo b'chvod aviv imo, poskhan lo b'chvod amakom. So before taking into, I'm sorry, not before. While we're taking into consideration your parents' reaction, why not take into consideration Hashem's reaction? So Amru lo, so the Chachamim say to Rabbi Tzadok, no. Im kain, if that's in fact so, ein nedarim. Now that is obviously it's a dismissal, but what does that mean? Right? Just the words, ein nedarim. No. Okay, good. So Gemara's question, very simple. So my ein nedarim. So we know that Rabbi Tzadok's proposal that we should take Hashem's reaction into consideration and the Chacham's refutation of Ein Nedarim. Okay, I understand the refuting, but what are they saying? That's the Gemara's question. Okay, good. So the Gemara's going to say Pshat. Not only is the Gemara going to say Pshat, the Gemara's going to say two Pshat. Number one, my Ein Nedarim Amar Abaye Im Kein Ein Nedarim Nitarim Yafe. So Abai's understanding of the Mishnah is as follows, and that is that it will not be a successful heter nedarim. Why? Because heter nedarim requires a genuine discussion, a frank and honest discussion. You're going to have to open up, and you're going to have to tell the truth. Meaning, did you take the following into consideration? Now, obviously, the only way that we can engage in such a discussion is that I'm going to ask you honest questions and I need from you honest answers. If I'm not going to get an honest answer from you, so then there really is nothing to talk about. Good. So in this frank conversation that we're having, did you take the following into consideration? So if I put there on the table Did you take Hashem's reaction into consideration? Right? In other words, it would take a tremendous amount of chutzpah. Okay? It would take a lot for somebody to come along and say, yeah, what's it called? You're right. I didn't take Hashem's reaction to consider. Meaning, maybe they did. And even if they did, they never would admit to it. Okay, so, in other words, this is something where you're not going to get an honest answer. So Amar Abaye, that's the pshat in the Chachamim. The reason why you can't use Hashem's reaction as a consideration, as a Pesach, is because Ein Nidarim Nitarim Yafeh. Because then we're not going to have Heter Nidarim. No one's going to be honest about whether or not they took Hashem's reaction into consideration. That's one pshat. Rav Amar, we're on the Amud Beis. Rav Amar, Im Kain, Ein Nidarim Nishalim L'Chacham. Well, then what's going to happen is that we won't have a She'ela. We're not even going to go to a Chacham. We're not even going to ask a Chacham. The Ran over here offers the following as pshat in Rava. Right? What does that mean? What does Rava mean? The Ran actually offers a couple of pshatim within Rava. I'm going to just go over the first one. Rava Amar Im Kain Ein Nidarim Nishalim L'Chacham. You could follow me in the Ran, the very top of the Amud, on the Amud Beis. Im Kain Deposkan Lo Bechvod Amakam Lo Yehi Nidarim Nishalim L'Chacham. Shekol Echa Ve'echad Posech Pesach Zeh La'atzmo. Shari Pesach Zeh Rar L'Chol Nidarim. So over here, once we're dealing with such a general question of did you think of Hashem's reaction, at that point in time, I need a chacham to be able to field this question. Meaning, every single time you make a neder, well, did I take into consideration Hashem's reaction? Okay, no longer are we talking about a tailor-made question. It's not a personal question anymore regarding my circumstance and why I made the neder. Now we're just dealing with a question that anybody can ask at any point in time. And now, how about this? How about we just do away with the Chacham? Meaning, oh, I saw what happened last time. The Chacham asked him, did you think about Hashem's reaction? And the person's like, oh, no, I didn't. That's a really good point to consider. I should have thought of Hashem's reaction. Once anyone overhears that conversation, everyone's going to, at that point in time, at post-Neder, say, you know what? I know how this works. I'm going to go to the Chacham. He's going to ask me about Hashem's reaction. And you know what? I could do it myself. Thank you very much. And then we're going to do away with the Chacham altogether. And you need a Chacham. Meaning, part of the extrication of a Neder is that somebody else has to extract me from a Neder. I can't extract myself from a Neder. So once these kinds of general questions becomes allowable and becomes serving as a Pesach, we're just going to do away with the Chacham. Okay, so we basically have, and the Ran goes on, by the way, and the Ran does offer a slightly different shot as well. But basically what we have in front of us is the following. Why is it that you can't be poseach bechvon ha-makom? So we have now two pshatim in our Gemara, Abai and Rava. According to Abai, the issue is honesty. In other words, no one's going to give an honest answer to the question of, did you think what Hashem would have thought of? Right? Did you take Hashem into consideration when you make the neder? Who's going to answer? If the answer was yes, who's going to say that? Nobody. Nobody's going to say that. So the issue is that you're not going to get an honest answer. That's Abaye. And Rava's pshat in the Gemara, in the Mishnah is that what's going to happen is that once we use such large general questions, so what you're going to do is just do away with the Chacham. And people are no longer going to see the need for a Chacham, and then there'll just simply be a failure of Pesach because you need a Chacham in order to be Poseach. Okay. Tanan. We go back to our Mishnah. We go back to the Mishnah, and what did we learn in the Mishnah? That if the neder is directed at your parents, so now you could use their reaction as a consideration. And everyone agrees. Now, Bishlam Labai Damar, Ein Nedarim Yitarim Yafeh. So the Gemara says, now according to Abaye, remember, what was Abaye's issue? Rabbi's issue was honesty. So over here, hacha kim deichziflei, haichziflei. So over here, you don't have to worry about honesty. Meaning, I understand pshat now in the Mishnah. Meaning, the issue is honesty. Good. Over here, don't worry about honesty. Meaning, did he take his parents' reaction into consideration? Look, he made the neder against his parents. So clearly right now, he's got some issues with his parents. Clearly. And now, yeah, the question was, did you take the reaction into consideration? The answer very well may be yes. And he'll give you an honest answer. How do I know he's going to give you an honest answer? Because he made a neder against them. So he already demonstrated a certain amount of chutzpah. So over here, Don't worry about honesty. You're going to get honesty. Good. So I understand the Mishnah according to Abaye. Ela Rav Damar im kainin darv nisham lechacham hacha amai poskin. But according to Rava, here's the issue. Rava says, what's the problem with poskin b'chavod hamakom? Poskin b'chavod hamakom, once you ask these very large general questions, so what you're going to do is you're going to do away with the chacham. I don't need a chacham, meaning I saw what he did last time, right? Did you think about Hashem's reaction? Okay. So over here, if that's true, so then same issue over here. Did you think about your parents' reaction? Okay, good. Mazel tov. In other words, once that becomes an eligible type of question, so I don't need chachamim, meaning I could do it on my own. So why should there ever be a point of admission from the chachamim to Rabbi Eliezer? If the neder is against your parents, now you could use the reaction as a Pesach. I don't understand. If the whole concern, according to Rava, is we're just going to do away with the chacham, let's still be concerned that we're going to do away with the chacham. Okay. So that's a question against Rav. The Gemara answers, Amrei, Kevin de Chol Nidra, Lo Sagi Lohum, Delav Chacham, So Hachanami Postin. So the Gemara says, look, over here, people are not going to do away with a Chacham. Meaning, people always use a Chacham. People always need a Chacham. So over here, people are not going to do away with a Chacham. And as the Ron explains over here, look, if you're Postin B'makom, meaning if you're asking about Hashem's reaction, so once people hear that kind of question as a Pesach, people are going to be like, no. In other words, there's no need for a chacham anymore. If that's the kind of question that you need to ask, those large, really universal questions, we don't need a chacham. But once we're asking more specific questions, admittedly, it's not so specific, right? Did you think about your parents' reaction? But at least it's a little bit more specific. And once I need a chacham over here, people are going to tend to use a chacham all the time. In other words, what Rava's answer is going to be is, this will not undo the need of a chacham. As opposed to posting b'chavod hamakom, that will undo the need of a chacham. Okay. Ad kan, that takes us to the end of the first half of today's daf, more than first half, right? Most of today's daf. So what do we have on the table right now? A machlokus in the Mishnah as to whether or not you could be posech b'chavod avi v'imo, meaning posech b'makom using Hashem's reaction. Did you take that into consideration? That you cannot field as a question. Poskim b'chavod avi v'imo, machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. If the neder was directed at your parents, then you can be posech b'chavod avi v'imo. And now what we're trying to do in the last couple minutes of the daf is understand why there should be a difference. So for Abaye, it works out a lot better. For Rava, it's a little bit tougher to understand. Again, for Abaye, what's the difference? The difference is that why is posting b'chavod hamakom not acceptable? So the issue is honesty. You're not going to get an honest answer. Ah, very good. And so in general, when you say, did you think about your parents' reaction? You're typically not going to get an honest answer as well. Meaning, who's going to say, yeah, I thought about my parents' reaction, and I don't care. Meaning, if you're an adolescent, so you'll hear that kind of talk. But if you're an adult, no one's going to say that. Good. So but if your neder was directed at your parents, so now don't worry about honesty. Meaning, this is according to Abaye. It works out very good according to Abaye. If the issue is honesty, so then don't worry about not getting an honest answer. If the neder is directed at your parents, already now you've demonstrated chutzpah. So now, to the question of, did you think of the reaction? You're going to get an honest answer. Very good. According to Rava, it's a little bit trickier. The Mishnah's distinction between making a general neder and using kvod avi v'imo as a Pesach versus directing the neder at your parents. So according to Rava, what's the difference? Okay. So that's a little bit harder to answer, but the Gemara answered that as well. The Odam Rebbe Elazar Poskim Anolad. Okay, we're almost done with the daf today, and that is making a Pesach using a Nolad. This is the second part of the Mishnah, and this is the second half of today's daf. Okay, can I use an event that unfolded after I made the neder? Can that serve as a Pesach? It's a machlokus in the Mishnah between Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim. So my time is a Rebbe Elazar.
Something you can expect or something you don't.
Okay, right. Good. We're getting there. So my time is a Rebbe Elazar. So what's the reason behind Rebbe Elazar? Meaning, good. So, right, when you see the Gemara doing that, meaning there are two opinions over here. And so when the Gemara now is probing one opinion, what does that typically mean? It means the other position is pretty much easy to understand. And as we already explained, meaning when I say we explain, meaning the Ran says this. I'm speaking it out. Right? In other words, the Chacham Shita is the one that makes the most sense. What is a Pesach? A Pesach undoes a neder because it goes back to the point when you made the neder. And it's something that when you made the neder, we're going to go back in time. We're going to go back to when you made the neder. In other words, if you would have taken X, Y, and Z as considerations, which existed at the time when you made the neder, would you have made the neder? And the answer is no. Good. So now what we're doing is we're relitigating the time when you made the neder, and had you just been a little bit more aware and a little bit more conscious of your surroundings and people's reactions, would you have made them? And he says, no, good. So then we can undo the neder. But if it's something that occurred afterwards, which he did not anticipate and he did not think about, right, who's going to think that that house is going to turn into a shul? I know, Phil, a little too close to home, but right? Okay, fine. Touchy issue.
I didn't even know.
It's fine. I'm not implicating anyone. So we're all good. So, right. In other words, when that house turns into a shul after I made the neder, I didn't take that into consideration. In other words, and I couldn't have taken that into consideration. I don't know what the future is going to bring. So there, you can't use that as a Pesach. Meaning, according to the Chachamim, I get it. Good. So the Gemara didn't even ask on the Chachamim because it's pretty obvious. But now we turn our attention to Rabbi Eliezer. So my time at the Rabbi Eliezer, Amar of Chisda, Amar Krok, he makes a call on Hashem. Vahamisa de Nolad hu, and Mikan Sheposkim and Nolad. Okay, so we have the following. And that is that Moshe finds himself in Midian, right, after having run away from Mitzrayim, right? Everyone knows the story, right? He kills the man, and he flees. And not only that, but he ends up in Midian, and he finds a lovely young woman, marries her, right, moves in with his father. We all know the story. But the part of the story that's important to us is, the Gemara doesn't cite it, but we know this, and that is he made a shvuah. Vayoel Moshe. Moshe made a shvuah to his father-in-law, and the shvuah was, I'm with you. Meaning, I'm not going back to Mitzrayim. Okay. Good. 40 years later. It's a long time. 40 years later now, so Hashem says to Moshe, okay, now you got to go back to Mitzrayim. Problem is, he made a neder. Okay, more accurately a shvuah, but right, seems to be that they're interchangeable regarding making a Pesach. So, okay, so now the problem is that he made a shvuah, so Hashem says to Moshe, don't worry. Those people died. So you're good. So now what Rabbi Eliezer is looking at the storyline, Rabbi Eliezer is saying, wait one second. Those people died. So first of all, who are those people? So we're going to assume right now they're Dasan ve'Aviram. In a moment, we're going to revisit that point. So, and now, Moshe, you have nothing to worry about because they died, and therefore we're going to make a Pesach for your neder. Now, obviously, the death of Dasan ve'Aviram occurred after he made the neder. And it's out of context. It's one of the funniest lines of Gemara that I just read. I want to revisit that line of the Gemara. The Hamisa Noladhu, right? Now, out of context, it's silly, right? Death is birth. Okay, but in the context of our Gemara, it makes all the sense in the world. Meaning that their death is something which happened after he made the neder. And again, that's something you don't anticipate. Now, it's funny, by the way, you don't anticipate death. Okay, right? Terrible news to share with everyone. But in other words, it's due for all of us, right? It's inescapable. However, that part's true. But when you made a neder, you do not take that into consideration, meaning that's not something when you expect that the person's going to live for the foreseeable future. So the fact that they died now is an event that unfolded after the neder was made, and yet Hashem was using it as a Pesach. Okay. So right now, that's the argument for Rabbi Eliezer. Now, by the way, I'll also point out, it's not really an argument. Meaning it's still hard to understand the position, but it's precedented. At least in the Torah we find, that's what Hashem used. So the Gemara says, okay, good. So the Gemara says, okay, and the Chachamim's counter-argument is very simple. Dasam v'Avirim didn't die. Right? Rumors of their death is highly exaggerated. So the Hamar Rabbi Yochanan Shem Rabbi Shem Yochanan Kol Makom Shenemar Nitzim Nitzavim Einam Ela Dasam v'Avirim. Okay, you're going to find a number of places subsequent to the quote unquote death of Dasam v'Avirim that they were there. You'll see the words Nitzim. You'll see the words Nitzavim. People arguing with Moshe, standing up against Moshe. It's always Dasam v'Avirim. Okay, and every time you go through Rashi and Chumash, you're going to find right, and there they are. Who is the they? It's Dasam v'Avirim. So El Am Reish Lakish Yardim Nechseim. So Reish Lakish says that what happened was they became poor. Right, Yardim Nechseim. That was the that's what Hashem was saying to Moshe, that since they became poor, so therefore you can go back to Mitzrayim. Okay, a couple things to fill in over here. Let me just finish the daf and then we'll go back. I'm ready to show my if you don't have children, you're like it's like you're dead. Okay, we just saw that a couple weeks ago in Parsha, in Sedra. Vitanya Arba Chashuv and Kemesim, we have a brisa that four people are like they're dead. Ani Mitzar Vesumo Mishain Labanim. Dirchsiv Kimesu Kol HaNashim. Okay, the first of all, Ani, somebody who's impoverished. So that is a reference to Dasam V'Avirim, meaning Dasam V'Avirim and Mitzrayim became impoverished. And when Hashem said that, don't worry, the people who want to do bad to you, they died. The word death over there does not mean death. It means they became impoverished. So Mitzar Dirchsiv, Al Natihi Kames, that's in reference to Miriam. And she had Saras after speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe and Tzipora. Anyway, so that's Kemes and Visuma Midirsiv Vimachashkrim Hoshivani. And so if you can't see, it's also like you're dead. Omishain Labanim and not having chosen Dirsiv Avalivanim Ivim Ayn Mesanochi. Okay. So four people are like they're dead. So what the Gemara now is saying is that when it comes to Dasam V'Avirim and Hashem is creating a Pesach for Moshe, and he said they died, so the Chachamim say back to Rabbi Elazar, they did not die. Meaning, had they died, you're right. That would have been a nolad situation, and your point would have been proven. But they didn't die. They became poor. And therefore what? Meaning, the punchline is missing from the Gemara. So they became poor. So isn't that also nolad? Meaning, when did they become poor? They became poor after you left Mitzrayim. And let me just fill in this blank, by the way. It's right. In other words, why is that a critical point that they became poor? Because what they did when they became poor is they lost their influence. Meaning Moshe had to run away. Why? Because Dasam V'Avirim was snitching on them, or was snitching on Moshe. But it's more than that. Meaning it's not that they were just simply ratting him out. On top of that, also, they had a lot of money. So with a lot of money comes influence, right? And nothing's changed in the last 3,300 years. Good. So they had influence. So what Hashem was saying to Moshe is, don't worry, right? They lost all their money. Influence is over. Okay, good. So that was the point that Hashem was making to Moshe. But why isn't that nolad? Shouldn't that also be nolad as well? So the Ran over here points, he quotes the Yerushalmi. So the Ran says, nah, because when it comes to poverty, so that's shchiach. Meaning when we talk about nolad, that's something that's unanticipated. The fact that you have money and you're no longer going to have money, yeah, that happens all the time. That's not something that's unanticipated. In other words, that's common, and we can file that under the category of not being a nolad. Good. That's what the Gemara meant in terms of how the Chachamim counter the argument of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says it's nolad, and the Chachamim said two points. Number one, they didn't die; they simply became poor. And then point number two, which the Ran fills in quoting the Yerushalmi, and poverty is not nolad. That's something which is shchiach, therefore anticipated. You can anticipate it, and therefore it doesn't fall under the category of nolad. Adkan, that takes us to the end of today's daf. So quickly, there are two machloksim in the Mishnah. What you can use as a question for a Pesach. Can you use kvod hamakom? The answer is unequivocally no. Can you use kavod avi v'imo? That's a machlokus. If the neder was directed at your parents, then you can use kavod avi v'imo according to everybody. Okay, why can't you use Kvod HaMakom as a Pesach? That's a machlokes between Abai and Rava. Abai says it's an issue of honesty. Rava says it's an issue of we're just going to do away with the Chacham once you allow those really large questions to serve as a Pesach. The Gemara litigated which of those positions fits in better with our Mishnah. The answer really is Abai. Abai fits in better with the Mishnah. And then the second half of today's daf, we went over whether or not you can make a Pesach with a Nolad. Chachamim say no. Rebbe Elazar says yes. Rebbe Elazar uses Dasam V'Avirim as a basis for his position. And the counter argument is that no, Dasam Va'aviram did not die, even though the pasuk says ki mesu. But mesu over here does not to be taken literally. Mesu just simply means he became impoverished.